our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Ah.
It's Tuesday.
Listen, we put a podcast out today. It was like 48 seconds long, and it said, I'm sorry there wasn't a podcast.
We just forgot.
And it was, was me. How's that?
Okay, I'm gonna
open a
We're gonna drink a...
Actually, that's not true. Mine is not LaCroix. It is Simply Balanced, which is the Target brand.
Target brand.
If you live near a Target and you like LaCroix, try the Target brand. It's really good. Like, better than a lot of LaCroix, like most of them even.
Ugh.
What's wrong?
I'm just worn out.
You're worn out. I'm worn out too. I gotta work more after this.
Mm-hmm.
We got like a big document due tomorrow that we only just started pulling together like Friday, so. So I get to organize all that.
I'm trying to figure out a movie to watch or something. I mean, I'll just watch more Luther. That show's good.
Yeah, you like Luther.
Yeah.
We watched the newest Rick and Morty. Mm-hmm. I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but the episode is titled Pickle Rick.
And he says...
I'm
Pickle Rick.
I'm Pickle Rick. Apparently, that was in, like, the trailer for the season.
Uh-huh.
Was Pickle Rick, and people were really excited about it.
Uh-huh. He was Pickle Rick.
He was indeed Pickle Rick.
Uh-huh.
No, it was a good episode.
Uh-huh, I liked it.
It was, like, dealing with mental health episode. I thought that was cool.
Mm-hmm. And dealing with Pickle Rick.
What kind of fizzy water are you drinking over there?
Slime.
Slime? Slime flavor?
Slime.
What does slime flavor
like slurm.
Taste like? What does slime flavor LaCroix taste like?
Slime.
Yeah. Like, what's another food that you could reference that it tastes like?
The bit on Spam before you get the Spam.
Oh, like real Spam, not Spam Light?
Yeah, we only get Spam Light because it doesn't have a film on it.
It doesn't have that weird gooey jelly grossness.
Is laundry still laundrying?
Yeah, it sounded like it was.
Okay.
I am drinking ginger peach Simply Balanced sparkling water unsweetened made with natural flavor.
Is that your snack? You said
No, I have a different snack. We're 2 minutes in. Give the snack a rest.
Well, listen.
I also have not eaten dinner and I have to go to bed soon.
And you have to work more.
I'm just not going
to
eat.
And you have to work more.
Yeah.
Well, you can eat your snack.
You seem tired.
I'm really tired.
You physically look tired.
Yeah, well, I was at work for a long time, and then I worked out, and then I came home, and I took a shower.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still just worn out.
How's your workout going? Let's talk about that.
I think I'd do better if I do a workout in the morning.
Yeah.
Because I'm awake in the morning, and plus there's like a bunch of people there in the afternoon.
Yeah, there were quite a few people. I saw Joe there.
Joe. Outside Joe?
No, other Joe.
Other regular
inside,
Joe?
Regular Joe? Inside Joe? Inside Joe there. And he looked at me for a minute, and I looked at him for a minute because I couldn't quite tell. Because people look different in their gym clothes.
Yeah.
Right, than their regular clothes. And then he waved, and then I waved, and I was like, okay.
Okay, it's
and then
good,
he waved
good.
Goodbye when he left.
There you go.
That was the acknowledgement that we needed.
Mm-hmm.
Good friends.
How's it going, regular
Joe? Good friends
Joe?
Just wave at each other occasionally.
Yeah. Yeah, there's just a lot of people when I went. I had
Yeah, it was pretty busy. I had to skip one of my machines one time.
Yeah.
Because someone was on it.
Yeah. I'm just going to go in the morning. But I didn't...
It really cleared out by the time I left, though. Like, 9 p.m. is a pretty good time
to go. I think, like, 5:30 a.m. is a good time to go.
Yeah.
Because nobody's... There's actually people there, but there's a lot. There's, like, 4 other people that are doing stuff, too.
Yeah, it really clears out around 9 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Which is about when I left, I think. Or at least got off the floor area. What else have we been doing this week? Oh, We're going on a trip next weekend.
Yeah, we're going on a vacation this
we're going on a surprise vacation to some island.
We're leaving on Friday and we're going back Sunday.
Do you remember what it was called?
Guarno?
Guemes?
Guemes? Guemes?
Guemes? Something like that. Some kind of island. It's by Orcas Island.
It's spelled like Guemes.
It's spelled like Guemes? But nothing appears like Spanish, but it's by Anacortes, which is also kind of Spanish sounding, so maybe the five Mexican Spanish people who came here went there.
Okay.
Just
Guemes Island?
Why would you say it like
Isn't that what it's...
No, it's like
I'm American.
Guemes.
I say it American.
Yeah, you say. Yeah, but you say Colorado, too.
Colorado.
Colorado! Nevada! Is that a thing anybody
how
says?
How is that wrong?
Do you think anybody says Nevada?
I don't know.
Some people say Nevada or Nevada, but do you think anyone says Nevada?
Nevada. I don't know. You just did.
Nevada.
Colorado.
No, but like legitimately.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure people do legitimately say Colorado.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
Mm-hmm.
I know that you don't.
I just did.
We got a lot of stuff coming up, like in the next month or so.
Oh my god, we don't have a weekend.
We got a busy...
Like the next 3 weekends have stuff happening.
Yeah, we did have next weekend free, but now we don't anymore.
Yeah, this upcoming weekend.
Well... To be fair, we're just going to be, like, out in a cabin on an island.
Yeah.
We have no obligations.
Hopefully there's no internet.
There's probably going to be cell phone service.
Yeah,
there'll
okay.
be internet.
But we should bring books, though.
Yeah, we should bring books and, like, games, maybe.
Bring a board game.
We could bring, like, commander decks or something. Mm-hmm. Play
we
Magic.
Have those. We can crack open those commander decks we have.
Oh, yeah.
And just play
we
them.
We could do that.
But, yeah, they started the previews for the new commander decks coming out in August 20th. End of August.
August 10th. Mm-hmm.
But they just started at work. They started putting out the, like when a new set comes out, you have to like make space for it in alphabetically.
Uh-huh.
And it's just a big mess.
Did you tell your theory about the commander decks on the podcast?
I don't think so.
You should. You should All memorialize right. it so that if it turns out to be
so,
true, you can say I was right.
So my theories were before I knew what colors they all were.
Did you come up with this yourself or did you read it on the internet?
No, I made it up.
Okay.
Because I thought it was funny.
Okay.
But before I knew all the colors of the decks, I knew the 5-color deck and the 2-color deck.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a 5-color dragon deck and a 2-color cat deck. And I thought there was going to be a 5, a 4, a 3, and a 2. And there's going to be a secret... deck that's one color and it's squirrels.
But that's not... Has your theory already been proven false?
Well, kind of. Because there's a 5-color deck, a 2-color deck, and then 2 3-color decks.
Mm.
So, I feel like the Wizards deck could have been everything but green.
Could have been 4-color.
They could have made a
4-color. Maybe it originally
deck.
Was and they had to like fix
and
it
just
somehow.
Like,
for,
white
maybe
wizards.
They had to fix it for the metagame for some reason in upcoming... Although the commander sets aren't standard legal.
No, they're...
So it wouldn't matter.
They're only...
Are they anything legal? Are they legacy legal?
Legacy and vintage, yeah.
Okay.
They're just not standard or modern. But, yeah, I think they... But I think they're going to release a fifth... Well, okay, so the commander decks, there's, every year they've had them, they made 5 different decks.
Mm-hmm.
Except for this year, they only made 4. But I think that there's a secret one for Unstable with Squirrels. Secret squirrel deck that they're going to come out with at the same time as Unstable. And it's a
I think I hope they do. That'd be so cool.
They won't, but I just think it's great.
Secret squirrel is probably copyrighted anyway.
Yeah. Did you see my card for today?
No, oh. I didn't. Let me go look it up.
What is it?
MattOloff.com.
MattOloff.com.
You just have MattOloff.com.
I do. It's squirrel week on my blog, by the way.
Yeah, I saw yesterday's squirrel.
I actually got art for all of them this week.
Yeah, art is good. People like it when you do art.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it's not my art.
Sorry, I'm running through all my RSS feeds until I get there.
I mean, you could just type in Matt Olaf.
I mean, I could. Sure. That's definitely a thing I could do. Am I going to? No.
Oh, it's so hot.
Oh, here we go. Oh, it's Secret Squirrel!
Yeah. He's secret.
This is the first card I thought of when designing squirrels.
And then I thought of the Secret Squirrel deck, and I thought, that's great.
Yeah. Yeah, Secret Squirrel is a 1/1 for 1 green.
Uh-huh.
He has morph for blue. If the secret squirrel would be dealt damage, turn it face down instead.
Yeah. And he hides.
So he hides, and then you could pay a blue to bring him back.
Yeah.
That's cute. I like it.
He's just a 1/1. He's not real good.
No, but it's cute.
Yeah.
I like the flavor of it.
Well, squirrels are just little.
Unless... He gets better when he morphs back, doesn't he?
Well, I mean, no.
Oh. Or wait, he's better when he hides.
Yeah.
Because he's a 2/2 when he hides.
Yeah. But if you kill him when he's hidden, then he's dead.
Mm-hmm. He's gone forever. That's good. I like that.
Yeah, it's fun.
I'd never play it, probably, but...
I wonder if I should give him Megamorph, so every time you flip him up, he gets bigger.
That's too much.
And Megamorph is the worst.
Yeah, it shouldn't have happened. But it did.
There's a... never mind.
You can explain it. This is our podcast. Explain
yeah, whatever I'm you want. Allowed to now, because I know a lot of people don't care about magic stuff.
We've been talking about magic stuff every podcast for the last 3 years, okay. Or 2 years or whatever. You think
so,
people care now?
Megamorph is a mechanic that was made in Dragons of Tarkir to be like a offshoot of the morph mechanic. But morph is, you pay 3 mana, and you can play a creature face down as long as it has morph, and then you can pay its morph cost to flip it face up, and then it becomes that. It's a 2/2 for 3 mana, normally.
Uh-huh.
Megamorph is the same thing. You can pay 3 mana to play it face down as a 2/2, but then you pay mana, and you flip it up, and it just gets a +1/+1 counter, and it's called Megamorph.
It's not good at all. It's not worth it.
Yeah, it's just... it was a poorly named mechanic.
I feel like maybe it was not originally named Megamorph.
No, it was.
Was
but,
it?
But they never could, they couldn't figure out a better name for
oh,
it.
Oh, so they just left it like that? Yeah, that's not.
Yeah, that's like the worst named mechanic.
That's the worst reason to have a mechanic named that too. It's like, well, it couldn't come on anything
like
else.
So the first set, the Khans of Tarkir block was Khans of Tarkir, Fate Reforged, and Dragons of Tarkir,
mm-hmm.
And it was. It was 2 large sets with a small set in between, and it was based on time travel. So the first set was the Khans of Tarkir, when there was 5 warring clans. And then Sarkhan Vol went back in time, and that's Fate Reforged when he was back in time.
Mm-hmm.
And then he changed something there, and then he came back to the present, and then it was Dragons of Tarkir. So there's dragons everywhere, because he saved the big dragon in the past, Eugene.
Yeah. So now there's dragons everywhere instead.
Speaking of Eugene, we watched Preacher.
Oh, we did watch Preacher.
You watched most of the second season.
I've seen some of Preacher. Yeah. I know tangentially kind of what's going on a little bit.
Yeah, I watched all of season 1 and season 2 in like 3 days.
Yeah, you did.
And then the last one just came out yesterday. Man, that's good. It's a good show.
Can we touch on the topic that consumed my weekend?
Michael Jackson. Tell me everything you know about Michael Jackson.
Okay, so background about me and Michael Jackson. I was in... I told you this the other day, but I'm going to say it on the podcast. But I was in 7th grade, I think. I think it was 7th grade. My friends and I... So we were in choir class, and we watched this Michael Jackson special, and we thought it was great. And so my friends and I, for some indeterminate amount of time that feels like months, but was probably like 3 days, would go into the choir classroom... Instead of going out to recess, our favorite thing was to not go outside to recess. We hated recess. What are you doing? No. I got this covered. That is our snack, but
yeah,
it's...
Yeah, no, I'm just bringing
it
over.
But I'm going to put it on toast.
Oh.
If we have bread. Do we have bread?
We're fancying it up.
Anyway, so we would watch this concert over the lunch breaks, and we loved Michael Jackson, and that was just a thing.
Do you think I should do, like, play, like a music?
Do you want like to make Michael... toast? Okay.
I was trying to say something about
this. It depends. What song are you going to play?
I don't know. It's good. Boom, 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 boom.
It's not even one of the good ones.
But that is one of the good ones.
No, it's just one of the famous ones.
What's one of the good ones?
They don't really care about us. That's a really good one. Except he does some Jewish slurs in that one.
Which so is... that's a good one. That's the good one. The
no,
good
aside
one,
from those, I just, I like the music
I think that disqualifies
itself.
It.
Yeah, I know, but the music itself is really good. There's a couple that came out on his posthumous album that I really like, but, like, he clearly didn't mix them because he was dead.
Sure.
Anyway, so let's go back to what I now know about Michael Jackson. The answer is everything. So what happened on Friday was I was browsing Facebook, and someone had just posted a meme that used Michael Jackson's picture, like, as part of the meme. And then I was like, I don't really remember what Michael Jackson looked like all that well. I want to see what he looked like over the years. And so I started Googling pictures of Michael Jackson. And then I was like, wait a second, he has a wig on this picture. I didn't realize he had a wig. And at some point, this all led me to his Wikipedia, which I read in its entirety, and also the related wikis of Michael Jackson. Are you just going to put a Michael Jackson in the background?
It's a secret.
Okay. I mean, it's not going to be a secret for very long.
I know, but it was just going to happen.
The speakers don't work anyway.
Oh, my God, that's right.
Because the thing's plugged in. Anyway, so I also read, there's a wiki about Michael Jackson's appearance. There's a wiki about the cultural impact of Michael Jackson. There's a wiki about both of his child abuse, like, charges. So I read all of those. And when that wasn't enough, I watched his 1993 Oprah special. And I watched the interview with Lisa Marie Presley after he died. And then I listened to a 3-hour and 12-minute YouTube video of a deposition that he gave in 1993 after someone accused him of stealing their songs. And I watched the majority of the documentary that came out, like the Living with Michael Jackson documentary that came out in 2001, I think it was. And then I watched the rebuttal video for that that Michael Jackson himself released, because they only showed the bad parts. That sounds pretty bad.
Well, yeah, because it's on a cell phone.
Okay. So anyway, so I did all that. I also listened to... There was a... I don't know if it's coming across. It is a little bit.
Yeah, I just wanted a little bit.
I also listened to, it was a bunch of YouTube videos thrown together, so I don't really know how long it was. There was an interview that he did answering fan questions in 2005, 2007 maybe, I can't remember the year, that he did on the internet, and so that was recorded. They just asked him the fan questions, and then he answered them. I read his autopsy report, which is super interesting. If you've never read an autopsy report, they really go into it. They knew, like, which knuckles he had arthritis in. They slice you up.
Mm-hmm.
Every I had time. No idea.
What
I didn't
else are they
going to
do with you?
I don't know. I just didn't know. I guess I didn't know they went that far in depth, but they did. Also, he died of a lot of anesthetic. So there's this anesthetic that they use, propofol, which is like... You use it in surgery, and you're supposed to use it, like, when you have resuscitation equipment available, and, an anesthetist who, like, understands all of this stuff. They had nothing. Like, that's why he died, because he had a negligent doctor who was giving him, like, surgical-grade anesthetics without any sort of resuscitation or monitoring or anything. All right,
it's been 5 minutes. Let's do another topic.
No, I'm not finished yet. There's a few other conclusions I came to. One, I think Michael Jackson was a virgin when he got married. I think that he had not had sex before he married Lisa Marie Presley. Apparently he called someone on his wedding night asking for sex tips so that she would be impressed. Thought that was cute. I also think that the only woman who was really ever truly in love with and who understood him was Lisa Marie Presley. But they split up because she wouldn't give him babies and a whole bunch of other reasons. She thought that he was distancing her, and he chose what she called his vampires over her. He tended to have a big crowd of people around him who basically just leached off of him and, like, gave him bad advice rather than, like, helping him. Because when you're that rich and, like, that important, you can have and do whatever you want. So you can surround yourself with people who are just all
yes men. You can have an amusement park.
Yeah. Yeah, you can have
an
amusement
park. And a monkey. And a llama.
Yeah, you can have all of those things.
If you want.
So those are a couple conclusions I came to. Another one I came to is that I don't think he did any of the child abuse, but no one will ever know except the people who were allegedly involved. I think his life would have been drastically different had he not burned his scalp in that Pepsi commercial, because that was the first time he was introduced to pain medication and, like, chronic pain. He had chronic pain for the rest of his life from that scalp injury. He also had sleeping problems, hence the surgical grade anesthetics that they were using. What else? I think that's about it. That's about
okay,
what I
okay, we're done.
Do you have
so
any opinions
Michael
about
Jackson.
Michael Jackson?
He was a musician in the 70s and 80s, and he, I think
and
he did some stuff in the
90s. And 2000s.
Really, was he alive in the 2000s?
Yeah, he did 2009.
Yeah. Okay. I remember him from
the 90s. He was severely drugged up for, like, at least the last decade. But
yeah, I think he, like, his good stuff stopped it around.
No. There was a good one that came out. What was it called? It's the one with the video.
So, well, I thought you were asking me about my opinions.
Sorry, I'm just telling you. There's one with the music video with the...
I'm sick of hearing about Michael Jackson, that's with, all.
What's... Chris Tucker. I don't know. Okay.
I had that one album.
Which one?
Dangerous.
I'm sorry you're sick of hearing about Michael Jackson.
Since you were like...
You're going to be happy to know that I also reserved his autobiography at the library and his This Is It special at the library.
Okay.
I'll watch them without you.
Sure. Tell me about our snack.
Sorry, I just think you need to understand that when I get depressed or stressed, sometimes I fall into rabbit holes I can't get out of. Mm-hmm. That's what's happening right now. It's a distraction mechanism from the real world.
That's fine.
But also, I like Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm. So
I never knew you liked Michael Jackson until three days ago.
Yeah, I've really learned a lot the last 3 days.
Yeah.
Our snack is, I'm going to make some toast.
Our snack is toast.
Say some stuff while I'm over here.
Hello, everyone. This is Adam.
No, I'm so bad.
I'm hosting a podcast with nobody else but me. We joined the gym and we've gone a few times now.
We already talked about that.
Did we already talk about that?
No. I've
been listening to...
You can talk about the gym more if you want. Interesting.
What you? Well, you're... I was saying other things. Okay. I was going on a different thing. Hello. This is Adam. I'm on a podcast. I know so many things. Oh, I watched a Dark Tower movie.
Do you want to talk about it?
No.
Okay. How do you feel about it?
I feel like if you haven't read The Dark Tower, it's probably fine.
Mm-hmm. It's probably a decent... I haven't seen it, but I would assume it's a decent action movie.
It's probably fine.
If you have read The Dark Tower, what's the assessment?
If you've read The Dark Tower, just brace yourself and understand that it is not... The only thing that... Okay, so there's a tower...
So,
and there's some people in the movie and that have names of people in the book.
There's two really important things, I think, to understand about it. I haven't seen it, but one is that it's told from Jake's point of view as if he's mm-hmm. the main character.
Yeah, so Jake is a kid that's in the story, but he's in the in the books he plays a different role than in the movie.
He's a supporting character in the books.
Yeah.
And the second thing to know is that Eddie and Susanna aren't even in it,
which is why they very easily cast
Idris Elba. Yeah, but this is the whole series. They did the whole series in the movie.
So the it's basically the first book, but they just took stuff from later books and shoved it in.
An ending onto it.
Yeah, and they didn't do anything until, like, it just wasn't in there.
Cool.
So
cool.
But there was all
Was there a choo-choo train?
No.
Hmm.
No, there wasn't. There was a lot of portals.
Okay. That's like the basic story.
So, yeah.
It's the basicest version
of
that
story. So, in the Dark Tower, there are portals to go through to other worlds. But when you're introduced to them in the beginning of the book, they're all just magical, right? Like, it's like, oh, there's just this door that, like, floating in the air. Where does it go to?
Maybe burn the toast a little.
That's fine. I like burnt toast. Okay. And then, but in the movie, every one of the portals is like science portals. They're like, oh, we have this technology that opens a portal to another part of a different world. Here you go. Just go through it. No problem. Easy peasy. Oh. So that cuts out, you know, 5 books because they could go take the portal to the other side of the world.
They're just done.
Instead of like having to walk there or take a train or whatever. So... Yeah, so that happens, and then the movies. If you like the movie, you should probably read the books, and then
you won't like the movie anymore.
And then you won't like the movie anymore. But if you don't like the movie and you haven't read the books, then you should probably read the books because they're actually good, and the movie's not. Oh.
I think the takeaway here is we should read the books. All right, so we are eating toast. With cinnamon peanut butter on it. We tried to purchase the cinnamon peanut butter once before.
I like the maple better.
The maple had more flavor, I think. We tried to buy this once before, but we accidentally got maple.
It's okay.
If cinnamon's good, it would be better with marshmallow flub.
Mm-hmm. Or more cinnamon.
Or more cinnamon.
Mm-hmm.
I just really like cinnamon a lot.
We have cinnamon. You can just put more cinnamon on it.
I did a good deed when I was coming home today. There was a package outside of the apartment next to us.
Uh-huh.
It did not belong to the apartment next to us.
Mm.
And in fact, it belonged across the street. So I brought it over there.
So speaking of packages.
Uh-huh.
I got MeUndies today.
Mmm, did you?
And as you noticed, I was doing laundry when you came home.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So now I have 5 pairs of MeUndies.
Adam had 2 pairs of MeUndies, which he was just washing laundry like every 2 days to maintain.
Yeah, and I had to wear 2 days of not MeUndies, and
it was starting to get a bit much.
Yeah, so I got 5 pairs, one for every day of work.
Honestly, they're really expensive. Yeah. They're pricey, but they seem like they're going to last.
Yeah, I think they will.
I think that they will.
Like, all my other underwear just gets holes in it all mm-hmm. the time. But MeUndies are the best. I can't survive without them anymore, now that I know. And we are not sponsored by MeUndies.
We're not. But we're open to it.
But if you want to get MeUndies, use a code from one of your favorite podcasts that you listen to that aren't us. Or whatever podcast needs the money the most.
Yeah, pick the poorest podcast.
Uh-huh.
That's not going to include one of the McElroy podcasts. Mm. They're doing just fine, you guys.
They got a TV show.
They do have a TV show.
A lot of my podcasts have TV shows now. Podcasts I started listening to a while ago. I didn't listen to the McElroys until they had a TV show.
Really? Yeah, you did.
Well, okay. I mean,
you definitely
not my Bim Bam.
Really?
Yeah, I only started listening to that after the TV show came out.
No.
Yeah.
No, that's not true.
It is true.
Was it after it came out or after it was announced?
Because
I'm pretty sure you were listening to it before the TV show.
Nope. No, because I didn't know the theme song was the theme song for their show.
Huh.
Until, like,
I thought you listened to the TV show. Early ones, because it wasn't the same theme song early on.
Right, okay, maybe I started listening to
it. Yeah, I think you'd started with the really early ones, but the theme song changed over.
Like, yeah, they changed, like, episode 30 or something like that.
Yeah.
But... yeah, I might have listened to one or two, but...
interesting.
Well, because I listened to them a long time ago, and I just didn't get it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, yeah...
yeah, I didn't either. I didn't like it at all. Now I like it.
Yeah, well, that's because I listened to The Adventure Zone, and now I know them.
Well, I didn't listen to The Adventure Zone. I think I'm just, like, a different person. I think I'm more used to podcasts, too. Because I really only listened to basically The Nerdist when I tried it the last time.
Yeah. I started podcasts with Smodcast. That was my first one. Yeah, because I like Kevin Smith.
I think I started listening to the Smodcast because Smodcast was coming to the live thing.
Yeah.
I don't think it was the other way around. I think I learned that Kevin Smith was coming and then I started listening to Smodcast.
Oh, no, I was excited about it because I was listening to the beginning of Smodcast and then I stopped listening some years ago.
I can't think of a podcast I listened to before that. Let me check through my podcast list that I subscribe to currently.
Yeah. And then I listened to Tell 'em Steve Dave from the beginning. And then I listened to Nerdist from the beginning. Like when it came, remember the first mm-hmm. Nerdist? I listened to that one.
You introduced me to the Nerdist.
Mm-hmm. And then it's just boring now. It's just all the same thing.
Yeah, I haven't listened to Nerdist since March.
Oh, everybody's rich.
They're
great.
All celebrities, and they're all promoting a thing.
Yeah.
It was more fun when it was, like, just his friends, or comics, or smaller celebrities even, not Al Gore and Susan Sarandon, and, like, all basically the biggest names you can come up with.
Yeah. Well, for a long time, it was just like, oh, we got Tom Hanks somehow.
Yeah.
Here's Tom Hanks. We like him.
I listened to the Indoor Kids really early on, too.
Oh, yeah, we started the Indoor Kids
early. But I think
that
was also after I knew you.
Oh, yeah, that was because of the Nerdist.
Yeah.
Because the Indoor Kids, because Kumail was on the Comics You Should Know on the Nerdist, and then they're like, oh, they're doing a podcast. I'm like, oh,
yeah.
I like him. He's my favorite.
I think Smodcast was the first one I listened to, and the Nerdist was the second.
Mm-hmm.
I remember cleaning your apartment in Sioux Falls because we were going to be moving. I'm listening to the... The Walking Dead guy, what's his name? Walking Dead Man?
Uh-huh. Robert Deadman. Kirkman?
Yeah, that one. Where they drew the picture of the Yeti.
The Yeti, yeah.
Yeah. That was so early. And even that was, I think, a couple of years into the podcast.
Yeah. Well, the Smodcast that we went to was like number 92 or something like that.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was pretty early.
I thought that I turned the toaster to toast less.
And then on Harmontown, we started listening after he did the tour. Because your sister liked Harmontown.
We did start at the beginning of Harmontown.
Yeah, and then it was just like, oh, I wish we would have gone to see him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because they're not even at Nerd Melt anymore.
Yeah, they're somewhere else.
They're way now. That sucks.
Yeah. I don't know if I need to see it live now, because he's just complaining a lot about politics a lot. And I can't be bothered with that anymore.
Well, I don't mind the complaining about politics. I mind the complaining about politics while very high on Ritalin.
Sure.
Or Adderall or whatever the fuck he's taking, though.
Yeah.
Guess me too much, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we still have the same podcast. We talk about whatever we want.
Maybe there's some other podcast we need to get in on the ground floor of, and we just don't know it yet. I'm really bad at getting in on the ground floor.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm quite good at getting in on things,
when they're done.
8 to 10 years after they're interesting. Like, for example, 8 years after Michael Jackson dies.
I'm listening to Looking Back on Lost, which ended in like 2013, mm-hmm. but he did it for like 4 years.
Yeah, like 4 or 5 years after the X-Files ended, I got really into the X-Files. No, why? That's my toast.
I thought you share it.
No, I got it for me because I haven't eaten dinner. Jeez. Also, it's really burned.
I like the burned ones, though. I thought you got it for me because it was burned.
No, I got it for me because I haven't eaten.
Mm. Okay. Anyway, do you want a riddle?
Yeah. Give me a quick riddle and then we're out to use. Okay. Maybe
what substance weighs more in its liquid form than in its solid form?
Water?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What kind of a question is that?
It's a science question.
Isn't that one we already... That's at the back. We already answered those.
I grabbed it from the middle. Mm-hmm. Alright, I'll get another one from the middle.
I haven't done these in a while. I kind of miss them.
Candy Bar has 5 bags of candies to give to her nieces.
Okay. She's got like 15 nieces or something? That's a lot of fucking candy.
She probably has 5 nieces because each one gets a bag.
Okay.
4 of the bags have a total of 84 candies.
Okay.
The 5th contains 4 candies less than the average of the 5 bags.
Okay.
How many candies are in the 5th bag?
16.
That sounds about right, because 21 would be the average, and then 5 less is 16.
It's just a math.
Yeah,
problem?
It's just math. See, sometimes they're not bad.
Wait, you took out 2 and then you put...
Okay, a farmer in California owns a beautiful pear tree.
Okay.
He supplies the fruit to a nearby grocery store.
Okay.
The store owner has called the farmer to see how much fruit is available for him to purchase. The farmer knows that the main trunk has 24 branches, each branch has 12 boughs, and each bough has exactly 6 twigs. Since each twig bears 1 piece of fruit, how many plums will the farmer be able to deliver?
Alright, how many numbers of what now?
I think I know the answer to this one.
Can you read it again?
The whole thing?
Yeah.
Oh my god. A farmer in California owns a beautiful pear tree.
Mm-hmm.
He supplies the fruit to a nearby grocery store. Mm-hmm. The store has called the farmer to see how much fruit is available for him to purchase. The farmer knows that the main trunk has 24 branches. Need the pen and paper?
Mm-mm.
Each branch has exactly 12 boughs.
Mm-hmm.
And each bough has exactly 6 twigs. It's a very linear tree. Since each twig bears 1 piece of fruit, how many plums will the farmer be able to deliver?
None. It's a pear tree.
Good job. You're smart.
That's why I wanted to hear the whole thing again.
Yeah, well, you could have said, well, isn't it just a different kind of fruit?
No, I wasn't sure.
And then I wouldn't have to read the whole thing again.
I knew there was a trick, but I wasn't sure if that was the trick.
I could have just pointed it at your face and you could have looked at it. Figured it out the first time.
I could have, but your voice acting was much better. Wait, I'm gonna ask you one.
Okay.
Come on.
Give it.
Give me it. All right. That's really long. I'm gonna read it anyway. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
I have the only key to the room containing the jewelry of my late Aunt Maggie, stated Sid Shady. Since her death a week ago, neither I nor anybody else has entered this room. I was quite pleased to hear her will requested that all her jewelry was to be sold and the proceeds to go to charity, continued Shady. Shadow removed a huge plant whose broad leaves were turned toward the wall, partially covering the safe. While Shady was working the combination lock, Shadow crossed the room to sit on the ledge of the large bay window. Shady opened the safe and removed the bag of jewels. I'm sure these jewels will fetch a fortune for charity, said a smiling Sid Shady. I'll bet these jewels are either fake or there's a few missing, replied Shadow. What aroused Shadow's suspicion?
Because he has a key and it's a combination lock?
No, key of the room.
Oh.
I'm assuming that the broad leaves and large bay window have something to do with this. I don't think those are red herrings.
There's a huge plant whose broad leaves were turned toward the wall. Oh, because leaves would have been turned toward
the... Oh, they like grow towards the window, right?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, because light.
Yep. Oh, you're a smart one. Lucky I married you.
Me too.
Miss Goodbody, a travel agent, sold Sid Shady some tickets to fly to the Swiss Alps, where he and his wife could do some mountain climbing. About a week later, Miss Goodbody was watching the local news when a story came on explaining that the vacationing Mrs. Shady had plunged to her death while scaling a cliff. Man, Sid Shady is a lot shadier than I thought.
He's like killing people and stealing jewels.
Mr. Shady, the only witness, tearfully explained that his wife had failed to secure her safety line, and when she slipped, she fell to her death. Miss Goodbody didn't know Mr. and Mrs. Shady, but after watching the story, she was certain Mrs. Shady was murdered. How could Miss Goodbody be so sure of foul play?
Let me see it.
Maybe her rope wasn't attached to her. Or it was broken. Or probably some other thing. You gotta talk, though.
I'm thinking about it. How could... Because his name is Mr. Shady, and he's bad.
How... You couldn't possibly know this!
Yeah!
Do you want to know the answer to this?
Well, it's because his name is Mr. Shady, and you know he's up to some bullshit.
It's
because
she's a travel agent. This is one of those riddles that doesn't give you all the information. Shady had bought a round-trip ticket for himself and only a one-way ticket for his wife.
Oh, my God.
You could not have possibly... I'm ripping this up because you could not have possibly known that.
That's bullshit.
Bullshit. All right. Next week, we'll have nature to report on. We'll have to get some bug spray. There's going to be some nature. It's probably going to be really hot. It's real smoky still in Seattle. There's smoke coming down from the BCs.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe so everything's all hazy all day.
Maybe it'll be dispersed. All right,
every
we're going to go.
Every day when I ask the Echo what the temperature is, she goes...
This is taking forever.
She goes, it's whatever temperature, and the forecast today is hazy sunshine, and someday it won't say hazy. Okay, bye, whatever.
Arrivederci.
It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast.